Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Emilio Rivera stars as Marcus Alvarez. He's the founder of the Mayan Motorcycle Club on the FX drama Sons of Anarchy. This season, as the Mayans and Sons team up to run drugs for a Mexican cartel, Emilio's part has grown, and even though he doesn't know how the season's going to end, he says, "I'm just hoping I stay alive." I'm sure he's not the only Sons of Anarchy cast member who hopes that throughout the season. Emilio's been acting for years. His first credit was on an episode of the Lorenzo Lamas show Renegade, way back in 1992, and since then he's notched an impressive list of work in film, TV, and theater. I talked to Emilio during a conference call about the surprise direction his character is taking on the show, if he's always wanted to be an actor, and if he still gets nervous before the director shouts action. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And don't forget, we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Emilio.
Hey, nice talking to you.
Likewise, brother.
So, you're a big, tough guy, and you've been acting for years, but do you still get nervous, like, when you're walking onto a new set or before the director says action?
I get nervous still on Sons, bro. You know, and I hope I never lose that. That's the whole fun part of it, you know what I'm saying? I just staged for many years before I did the TV and film thing, and to me, that's my high. You know, before, when they say the camera's rolling, camera speed, and my stomach is going, and I turn my head, and I get into it, and then now I'm not nervous anymore. But yeah, man, every like the first 5 seconds before I go on, I'm always nervous, bro, and I hope I never lose that. That's my high, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I really dig it, man.
And then, like I said, you've been acting for years now. What do you think your key is to working so much? Because there are a ton of actors who've been around for a bit, and then they just disappear, but you've been around for a while.
You know what, man? You know, I go in there, I always try to go in prepared, and that's the real one thing is that people always see that be prepared and be nice to everybody, bro. You know, because you got to hang out with these people 12, 14 hours, and if you're an asshole, you know, nobody's going to want you around. You dig what I'm saying? So I think that a lot of times, you know, work is, you know, just brings you more work, and it's basically a small circle, man. I mean, I worked with Kurt before on The Shield, and, you know, I've been around for a long time, but if I look back on my resume, a lot of work has been with the same people, Spike Lee, Michael Mann, Steven Soderbergh, you know, it's all been with the same people over and over again, you know, or people that they know, you know, so it's kind of cool, man, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just be prepared, man, and be nice to everybody. Just be nice, man. That goes a long way, man.
Were you surprised, you know, because Alvarez started it as quite an adversary for the Sons, and now, of course, they're working together a lot. Were you surprised at the direction the character is taking and might take in the future?
You know, Kurt keeps kind of what's going on in real life, and you know, Kurt's a pretty smart man, so he kind of follows what's going on in the outside world and incorporates it to the Sons of Anarchy world. So he keeps it pretty tight, man. So it's not really, it wasn't a far fetched thing. I was hoping it would happen that way. I could probably stay alive longer, because I hate when I get in trouble with Sons of Anarchy, because I don't know if they're gonna put a bullet in my head or what, you know. But right now, as long as we're friends, I think I'll be alive. So I'll see what happens, you know. But I'm happy we're friends, though, you know.
Yeah.
Well, now we're stronger as a team like that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've been on a lot of different projects. So what's it been like to sort of stay with the character and stay with one show for 4 years now?
You know, I love it, man. It's one of the best things I've ever done in my life. It's really great. The fans are great everywhere we go. I mean, I ride motorcycles, so I do a lot of events. You know, the fans give us a lot of love, man. You know, everywhere we go, so it's really I'm having a great time, man. I really am.
Yeah, this is a pretty meaty role. What do you take with you? I guess for playing this, you know, have you learned anything playing this character, or is there any part of it that you'll take with you to the rest of your career?
You know, he's a tough guy, and I've been tough guys pretty much all my career. And he's a different guy, though. What I like about him is he's always in control. You know, you have not seen Alvarez lose his control once, if you think about it. Sometimes he wants to, but he holds it in. And I love Alvarez, man. I'm going to stay with him. He'll be with me for the rest of my life. You know, as long as I ride motorcycles, which God willing, give me another 50 years, I'll always have Alvarez in my heart, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping to 10 seasons of this Sons of Anarchy, you know.
How do you prepare for this? Is this different than any other role you've played? Or I know you played the tough guy a lot, but
yeah. You know what I do, man, is really weird. It's like, yeah, it's like I go into a little mode. So it's my little mode I do with anything I do. And once I'm in, you know, I stay there until they say cut, you know? And I mean, I'm a sociable guy, but when it comes to work, when I'm on set, I become him. I feel like I'm him, you know? And so he's not really much of a joker. And I am. I mean, he's a joker around. I can laugh. I can get around. And Alvarez is more like a serious business type guy, you know? And I just get into that mode, and I dig it, man, you know? And then when we say cut, and it's, you know, I know it's time, most time to go home, I don't have to say much, then I can have some fun again like I usually like to do.
Do real bikers ever come up to you and talk to you about the show?
All the time, bro. Before the show started, I hung out with real bikers anyway. You know what I mean? You know, I have a lot of biker friends, bro. You know what I mean? So it's just, and even more so now, everybody loves the character. They love the show. Everybody's trying to put in their own ideas of what we should do, what we shouldn't do. But pretty much everybody loves the show, man. It's good. And it's good when you have the real guys digging the show because you're doing something right. You know what I mean?
What are some of the things that you had to change about yourself to make your dreams come true? And did you always want to do what you're doing right now?
You know, man, for me, I have 21 years clean and sober, and I know if I was still doing what I did before, I would never do what I'm doing now because I wouldn't really listen to nobody. I thought you couldn't tell me what to do. I was just a hard-headed guy. Like I said, I'm clean and sober 21 years. That for me was a big plus for me to do what I do right now.
Did you always want to be an actor?
Yes, since I was a kid, but then I got sidetracked with the gangs and the drugs, you know, for a long time, and so that really put a big hold on me. But, you know, that stuff I learned from the streets, and, you know, I carry on into what I do nowadays, you know what I mean? And what you see up there is really real stuff that I draw from, you know what I mean? That I can draw from, that couldn't be taught in school, but I learned, you know, on my upbringing, and which I don't approve of, you know. I don't say go do this and that to do what I do. It's stupid, you know, but it was just saying that's the way it worked out for me, you know what I mean? I'm just like, I survived it, bro, you know, I didn't get to put it up on screen now, you know?
Are you happy with the way the character of Alvarez has progressed over the seasons? Has anything in particular been challenging for you?
You know, no, I appreciate the work. I'll eat it up. Give me whatever you want to give me because it just gives me more stuff to do. You dig what I'm saying? I get to go into different places, and, you know, in my memory bank, you know? No, I dig it, man. I love it. I'm glad Kurt gave me the opportunity to do some things this year and see what happens. You know, I don't know how this season is going to end. And I'm just hoping I stay alive. I really got picked up in the fifth season, so I'm hoping I'm around for the fifth season, you know?
Of course. And how is the chemistry between actors on and off set?
You know what, man? It's like a brotherhood. You dig what I'm saying? I mean, on screen, we have to pretend we hate each other, and maybe not just, you know, not to say hate each other, but just like each other, not want to talk to each other, you know, don't want to listen to each other. But off camera, it's just one big happy family, man. It's really a brotherhood. We, you know, we hang out off the show, and we play cards together, go have dinner together. It's really a good time, man. And we can talk some of our own problems that we have, you know, as friends, which is nice, you know.
Oh, that's great.
We see each other as friends, but also as co-workers, you know what I mean? And you know, when a lot of these, you know, a lot of these people, I mean, they're well traveled, you know, they got stuff to say, even from flat experiences, you know. So it's good you get a little bit of something from everybody. It's really nice, man.
Do you have anything coming up? Any other roles coming up soon?
I sure do. I have quite a few things coming up right now, and actually, right now I'm doing a show called The Mentalist on Channel 2 right now. So I got two more days on that tomorrow and Friday. And then I got like about 7 movies coming out, and I'm working on 3 right now. And it's been crazy. It's been, you know, and the show has done so much for me. You know, it's some of the stuff was already booked. But it's good stuff, man. I got like about I think 4 movies that open next year, and I'm working on 2 right now. So, as you know, because I'm not a serious regular on the show, I'm able to book stuff in between, you know what I mean? So, in between songs, I'm doing something else as well.
Because you said you ride motorcycles in your real life, so it must be a dream for you to go to work in the morning.
I mean, you know what I mean, brother? I mean, yeah, I'm getting paid to ride, bro. You know, I'm going to ride anyway, you know what I'm saying? So, it's beautiful. I mean, it's great. And then you get to see so many different bikes, you know, different styles of bikes. And, you know, pretty much all the bikers that they hire and stuff are pretty much real guys. And they're just genuinely good people, man. You know what I mean? Genuinely good people. I mean, they get a bad rap, but you look around, man, and these guys are doing, you know, charity. I mean, I'm at a charity ride at least twice a month, if not more. You know what I'm saying? And are they doing it? Were they doing it for the kids? Are they doing it for the homeless, the veterans, the police officers? You know, it's great, man. We're doing the Love Ride this Sunday at Kendall Hardin, you know, for autism. So, you know, it's great, man, you know.
What did you have to do to prepare for this role, and how has it changed your personal views?
Well, prepare, I just had, I've played this kind of guy a lot of times. You know, this guy just had, he's easy to get to now because I've been doing it for so long now, and I'm digging him. And so on that one, I went back somewhere in my life, you know, I mean, I don't want to say where I went in my life, you know, but it was somewhere in my life where I was this guy, you know, for maybe a few years. You go to different stages in your life, you know what I'm saying? And, he's hard, but he got the heart, you dig what I'm saying? And so that one, you see, I go in there, when they say, give me a 5-minute warning, you know, I get into him, and then I'll stay with him for the rest of the day.
Thanks, Emilio, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.